It is time to talk NCAA tournament basketball. March Madness is upon us, and who better than to provide his expert insight into how you can finalize your brackets and what might happen during this NCAA tournament season than Clark Kellogg, the longtime analyst for CBS Sports, who's on the line with us. Clark, I believe you're in your hometown of Westerville, Ohio this morning, right?
That's correct, Scott. Just pushing towards Dayton, actually. Looking forward to two games tonight, then six over the weekend, on four on Friday and two on Sunday at the Dayton site.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're at Dayton, a terrific draw for you personally because you're close to home. You get to see your alma mater, number two seed Ohio State in the West, and you get to see IU, number one in the East, and Notre Dame as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's always nice, Scott, when you travel as much as I do, to be able to not have to get on a plane and deal with the airport, jump in a car and be able to get where you need to go and be familiar with the territory. And obviously I've covered a number of Big Ten games, a proud Buckeye alum as well, so I've got the best of all worlds in terms of where I'll be sitting for the next few days.
Now let's talk about personally your preparation. I know you keep a close eye on this all season long and prepare for this tournament time for a number of months, but tell me a little bit about the intensity that you have now in the final days leading up to the tournament as far as getting ready and getting to know each one of these teams that you'll see in the next several days.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I do try to watch everybody all year long, and conference championship week gives me a chance to see some teams that I may not have otherwise seen. So you're watching as much film as you can, taking as many notes, and yet you still are at the mercy of where you get assigned, and that doesn't happen until after the brackets come out. And my hope always is that I've at least seen every team that I'll have to talk about once, be it live or on tape. And that's basically how it worked out. But you still want to add current information and little tidbits to your notes. So I still have another 20-25% preparation to do, even if I have gotten three-fourths of it done. You just can't avoid that. And the adrenaline gets you through, though. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than seeing the brackets revealed, finding out where you're going, and getting to know the teams and hear some of the neat stories that you'll get a chance to maybe share with the folks that are watching your game.
Well, let's talk about how this might shake out over the next several days. First of all, we'll go with IU, the number one seed in the East. They didn't get the overall number one, of course. That went to Louisville. And IU lost three of its last six. The big question for a lot of folks here in Hoosier Nation is, can the Hoosiers win the national championship this year?
I think they're one of a number of teams that have what it takes to win. Now, you've got to perform, but you look at the material that Indiana has and the way the team has played throughout the season, they've had a terrific year. Outright winners of the Big Ten title, did not advance to the tournament semifinals, but I thought had a terrific year. And I think we'll be refreshed and ready and eager to try to make a mark in the tournament. And I think they're very capable of being one of the teams that gets to Atlanta.
As good as Victor Oladipo has become this year, do you think still, and as good as the surrounding cast is, the supporting cast, do you think IU still has to start by going through Cody Zeller, especially in a tournament setting?
I think so. I think you really have to make sure that he's getting touches and opportunities to facilitate play in the offense. Clearly, Indiana's an up-tempo team, and if you're fast breaking, be it off your defense or even pushing it after makes, then shots are going to find other people's ball moves. But when you don't have those opportunities, I think you've got to be intentional about having Cody Zeller touch it. And he's got to be assertive and aggressive and looking to get in his scoring position and making good decisions with it, which is what he does most of the time when he has the ball.
I'll give you a chance to talk about your alma mater, Ohio State, in the West, the two seed out there. They've got some good ball clubs potentially they could meet. How do the Buckeyes look in terms of their prospects for a Final Four berth?
Well, you know what? I think they've got a chance, Scott. Based on how they've played the last 3 weeks, they've been terrific. I think the guys have really embraced their roles and their identity. They're a defensive team that needs to get contributions from everybody offensively to supplement DeSean Thomas, who's the top scorer in the Big Ten. And they've done that. They're together. I couldn't be prouder as a former Buckeye player and a proud alum. I mean, these kids have represented themselves and the university the right way. And they've played with tremendous energy, especially at the defensive end. And, you know, it's fun to watch them work the way they've worked. And because of that, I think they've got a chance. They're still a little bit offensively challenged, but getting better there. And defensively, I think you could put them with any team in the country.
From talking about your alma mater, let's talk about my alma mater for a moment, the Butler Bulldogs. They go up against Bucknell, and of course the Dogs have had a little bit of an up-and-down season, but they have gotten 3 wins over top 10 teams this year, including IU and Gonzaga, 2 of the top seeds. How do you see Butler doing in this tournament this year?
Well, I think they're going to compete at a high level, as they always do. Brad and his staff do a terrific job preparing the team, and they've had great success, and there's a culture and an expectation there that I think serves this team well and the program well come tournament time. They're facing one of the other top non-power conference schools in this field in Bucknell. I think that team is one, along with Butler, that I thought, depending on matchups, would have a chance to be a surprise in the tournament. Obviously, one of them will be done after its first game. But Butler will compete. They've got to deal with Mike Muscala, Scott. He's a big guy, about 6'10", mobile, double-double machine, and pretty skilled. Guards are good. It's going to be a terrific – I think it's going to be one of the better – it has potential to be one of the better games in the tournament just based on what I've seen from both teams. This should be a very competitive game and an enjoyable one to watch.
How about some of your upset specials? I mean, a lot of people in the first round obviously look to that traditional 5-12 matchup, but who do you see as somebody that might sneak out of the early rounds and surprise some folks this year?
Well, you know, I had Temple and North Carolina State as teams that I thought might be able to surprise on the positive side. They actually meet in the second round tilt. So I think whoever comes out of that game could be interesting to keep an eye on. We're going to have the Notre Dame Iowa State game in Dayton. And I like both of those teams' potential to be a major headwind for Ohio State if the Buckeyes get past Iona.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams, and Belmont's interesting. That Arizona-Belmont matchup is one that I think has the potential to be an upset just because Belmont has been to the tournament now. I think this is maybe the 3rd year in a row. They've got terrific guards in Ian Clark and Karan Johnson. Those guys are outstanding playmakers and shot makers, and the big guys are pretty mobile and shoot the 3 ball. So keep an eye on the Belmont Bruins.
Yeah, I finished up the season 26-6, and I'm looking at my bracket. I've actually got them winning over Arizona and moving on to face New Mexico. Real quick about Valparaiso, I think a great story that Bryce Drew, of course, a lot of people remember him for hitting that amazing buzzer beater a number of years ago. He's led his team back to the NCAA tournament this year. Great story.
It is a great story, and that's one of the wonderful things about the tournament every year, Scott, and you know it as you've followed it. There are always terrific stories, and the Drew family is one of them, and not just this season, but in many seasons and in college basketball. And to see Bryce get that team to the tournament, outstanding. And you know what? Michigan State will have its hands full, I think, dealing with Valparaiso. Again, their skill, they can shoot the ball, their experience, high number of seniors, so I think it's going to be one of those matchups that could be a lot closer than the seed numbers would indicate.
All right, Clark Kellogg, before we let you go, quick pick for the Final Four. Do you have a Final Four list made out yet?
You know, I don't, but I will give you some generics. I think we're going to have a couple of teams from the top 4 seed lines. I think we'll have 2 teams from the top 16 seeds. And then I think we're going to have 2 teams outside of that group. I'm not going to give you names because I'll be courtside calling the action. But I think that's how it's going to shake out. I think we'll have a couple of chalk picks, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to have one or two lower-seeded teams show up in Atlanta.
Last thing before we let you go, Butler's going to make an announcement in the Big East today that Butler's going to move out of the A-10 and go to the Big East. And a kind of a new conference with the so-called Catholic Seven. Real quickly, what's your take on Butler moving to this new conference with these other teams?
Well, I think it's great for college basketball to have a basketball conference of this quality. I mean, all of those programs and institutions not only are going to be and have been outstanding basketball programs, but I think they're strong academic institutions as well. So to see a basketball league come together in this manner. Ideally, you would rather not have all of the change and movement, but in terms of basketball being the driver in this particular conference realignment, I think it's kind of refreshing, and I think the conference is going to be absolutely terrific.
Very good. Hey, Clark Kellogg, a pleasure to talk to you again, my friend, and good luck the next several days, and we'll see a lot of you on CBS with Jim Nance and Tracy Wolfson calling the action from Dayton, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Scott, great to be with you, man. Take care, trust your families well, and enjoy the next 3 weeks. It's one of the best times on the calendar.
Yes, sir, the family's good, and we're going to enjoy the basketball coming up. That's our good friend Clark Kellogg joining us on the line from his home in Westerville, Ohio this morning, and you can see Clark and Jim Nance, as mentioned, with Tracy Wolfson on CBS calling the NCAA tournament action.